Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 intro course for stepper style jungle and old school DDNB with that choptinal character. In this lesson, we're not just building a loop, we're building a groove that feels worn in, human, and full of pressure, like it came off a dusty dubplate shelf somewhere in 1995. If you already know your way around Ableton a little, this is where things get fun. We're going to use sampling, break chopping, drum layering, vinyl texture, and a simple bass foundation to create a short intro that sounds like the start of a serious jungle tune. First, set your tempo somewhere between 164 and 172 BPM. A great starting point is 170 BPM. Keep it in 4/4 and organize your session early. I'd suggest 3 MIDI tracks and 2 audio tracks to begin with. Think of it like this: one track for your main break and drums, one for extra one shots, one for bass, one for vinyl texture and atmosphere, and one for arrangement effects or reverb throws. That track organization matters more than people think. Jungle and DNB are arrangement-heavy styles, so if your session is already clear in your head and on screen, you'll move faster and make stronger decisions. Now let's get to the heart of it. The break. You want a break sample with attitude. Something with strong transients, room tone, and a little bit of imperfection. Amen style breaks. Think break style material, hot pants type loops, or any dusty sampled break with character, will all work well. The main thing is that it feels alive. If it's too clean and too perfect, it's going to sound more like a beat pack than a jungle record. Drag the break into Ableton and warp it if needed. Beats mode is great when you want to preserve drum punch, while Complex Pro can be useful for full loop texture, though it may soften the impact a bit. For proper chop jungle, though, I'd recommend putting the break into simpler and using slice mode. Slice by transients if you want the natural hits separated, or use 1/16 if you want tighter control over the pattern. Once the break is sliced, play it like a drum kit. This is where the style starts to come alive. Build a stepper style phrase around a solid kick on beat 1, a snare on beats 2 and 4, and then start dropping in ghost hits and chopped fragments around those backbeats. Don't let it become a playing two-step loop. The magic is in the tiny syncopations, the little push and pull, the notes that sit just off the grid, and the fills that give the groove personality. A simple one-bar idea could look like this in musical terms: kick on beat 1, snare on 2, a ghost snare or break slice just before 2, another kick or low break hit around beat 3, snare on 4, then a small fill at the end of the bar. That's enough to start feeling like jungle, as long as the hits breathe and don't all land with the exact same velocity and timing. Now layer in a cleaner stepper foundation underneath. A chopped break on its own can be amazing, but old school DNB often gets its weight from combining the break with a punchy kick, a sharp snare, and maybe a tight hat or rim sound. Use a kick with short low end and a bit of click, a snare with clear body and crack, and keep the hat subtle so the break stays dominant. For processing, Ableton stock devices are more than enough. A drum bus chain with a EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator can take you a long way. High pass the low rumble if needed, clean up any mighty low mids, add a little drum bus drive for edge, use gentle compression to glue everything together, and then use saturator with soft clip-on to bring out some bite. Just remember, in this style, more punch does not always mean more processing. If the sample already has attitude, preserve it. Now for the choptinal character. This is the part that makes the whole thing feel like a record rather than a loop. Add a vinyl texture track with crackle, hiss, needle noise, room noise, or a subtle dusty atmosphere. High pass it so it doesn't crowd the low end, and keep it moving with a little filter automation if you can. A touch of redux or saturator can help it feel more degraded, but be careful not to overdo it. The goal is texture, not distraction. A really good technique is to automate that final layer so it appears more strongly during the intro, between fills, or before drop moments. That movement makes it feel sampled and intentional instead of just parked there in the background. Tiny changes in texture can go a long way in this style. Next up is the bass. For jungle and stepper DNB, the bass should drive underneath the drums, not compete with them. A classic approach is to build two layers, a clean mono sub and a mid-bass layer with more character. The sub can be a sine from operator or wavetable, kept simple and tight. The mid layer can be a res, a saw-based patch, or a filtered moving texture with some saturation. Keep the bass line short and rhythmic. Let it answer the drums instead of filling every gap. That call and response idea is a big part of old school energy. If the drums are busy, the bass should stay concise. If the drums are more open, you can let the bass breathe a little more. And always remember, keep the low end mono and controlled, especially below around 120 Hz. Now let's talk groove feel. This style lives or dies on swing and microtiming. Open the groove pool in Ableton and experiment with a little swing on your chopped break, hats, and maybe some percussion. Keep the amount subtle. You want a steppy push, not a sloppy shuffle. The kick and snare foundation should still feel solid, but the break fragments can have some movement and looseness. A really important tip here is to commit early, then refine. Often the first rough pass has the best energy. Once the groove feels right, print it to audio and edit the bounce rather than endlessly nudging MIDI around. In this genre, that commitment can actually make the track feel more alive. Once your core loop is working, turn it into an arrangement. Don't just leave it as a 2-bar pattern repeating forever. Build a simple intro. A strong 16-bar structure might start with vinyl dust and filtered break fragments in the first 4 bars, then introduce the main chopped break and drum foundation in bars 5 through 8. Bring in fuller bass and extra percussion in bars 9 through 12, and then add more energy, fills, and maybe a filter opening in bars 13 through 16. Use automation to keep the arrangement moving. Filter sweeps, reverb throws on snare hits, reverse slices, little delay moments, and short fills all help the track feel like it's developing rather than looping. One of the best things you can do is create contrast on purpose. Pair gritty break material with a clean sub. Pair a noisy texture with a tight hat. That dirty plus clean contrast is often stronger than layering dirt on dirt. If you want to push the vibe darker and heavier, split your distortion into layers. Keep the sub clean, distort the mid-bass separately, and add saturation to the drum bus without crushing the whole mix. You can also create a dusty preamp-style parallel chain for drums by using EQ, saturator, and maybe a gentle overdrive or amp, then blending that underneath the clean signal. That gives you grime without losing clarity. Another strong move is resampling. Once your loop feels good, bounce it, re-import it, and chop it again. That workflow gives you more of a found sample vibe. It takes the part away from feeling like MIDI programming and pushes it towards something more like record-based production. You can also use that resampled audio to create reverse risers, fills, or transitional effects. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overclean your samples. If you remove all the noise and wobble, you lose the jungle identity. Don't pile too much sub into the break, or it'll fight the bass. Don't make every note perfectly gridlocked, because that kills the human swing. And don't drown the whole thing in reverb. In this genre, punch and clarity matter a lot. Also, make sure the snare has its own identity. If you stack too many transient heavy sounds, the backbeat gets blurry fast. If you want to practice this properly, try a small exercise. Build a 4-bar jungle stepper loop using just one break sample, one kick, one snare, one hat, one bass patch, and one vinyl noise track. Slice the break, create a simple drum phrase with a solid kick and snare backbeat, add a few chopped accents, write a bass line that answers the snare, and keep the vinyl noise tucked low underneath. Then add one fill at the end of bar 4 and resample the loop for variation. That's a great way to train your ear and your groove choices. And here's the bigger challenge. Make the track feel like it evolves without adding loads of new sounds. Use variation through editing, arrangement, and processing. Alternate the break every couple of bars. Add one pitched break fragment for tension. Increase note density near transitions. Mute the bass for a bar before a drop. Automate crackle, filter brightness, and reverb send levels. Those little moves create motion without clutter. So to recap, use simpler slice mode to chop your break, support it with a clean stepper, drum foundation, add vinyl texture for authenticity, keep the bass tight and rhythmic, and use swing, velocity, and micro timing to make the whole thing feel human. Arrange it in 8 or 16 bar phrases so it actually develops. If you do all that right, you'll end up with something that sounds less like a practice loop and more like the opening section of a real old school DNB tune. That's the energy we're after. Dirty, rolling, chopped, and alive. Let's get into it.